DeMello. Coast FM.
A bit of weather on the way by the look of it.
Yeah, for your 4th of July.
Oh, good point.
Happy Independence Day.
Yeah, so for all you women independent.
Okay, look, that's not what it's about, but anyway.
Pretty sure it is.
Okay.
I know my history. Yeah. Anyway, yes, happy independence all the way around. Oh, you know what? You talk about independence, and I don't want to always harp on about, you know, Lotto being the key to an independent future, but I noticed Powerball, 60 mil.
Yes. My dad has bought himself a ticket, I believe.
6 weeks, I think, obviously, it's gone unclaimed for.
Yeah.
So there have been some big Powerball winners.
I know, in WA, and none of them are me.
and how often do you buy tickets?
I've never bought a ticket.
Well, I think we've discussed
this
before.
There's my issue.
There is a theory behind why.
I know.
But maybe today, 60 mil.
Oh, that'd be nice, wouldn't it?
And I'd still be here because it's Friday and Friday's a good day.
No,
I wouldn't.
Don't you lie.
No, I might not. Maybe you're right. Do you know July is Mobile Phone Courtesy Month?
Wow, okay. No, I didn't know that. How do I be courteous on my mobile?
Well, I'm glad you asked. Because you need some lessons.
Oh, do I? Okay.
Well, no, I mean, look, it's just a reminder for everyone generally that, like, you know, the suggestions here are pop it onto silent when you're with people, like if you're having dinner and stuff.
Well, my phone's always on silent.
There you go. That's why no one can reach you.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Off at any performance. Right?
Yeah.
And if you need to take a call, step away.
Yeah.
And the other one is here, pause before you email, text or post, especially if you're emotional.
Pause. What, to reread it or something?
Just to think.
Or just 1 second.
Don't just fire off a response if you're emotional too.
Yeah.
That's what they're
saying. Yeah, good idea.
Think before you text or post.
Yeah, maybe put it down 5 minutes, read it again and think, wow, okay, just, I'm not going to send that.
Like, talking sad catastrophes, but a fire has destroyed a massive Jim Beam warehouse. Thankfully, they have more than one.
Wow.
Now you think about it.
That would be like ultimate
wooden
fire material.
Well, it is. It's
it?
Wooden casks. It's full of like some high-proof alcohol.
Yeah.
Most of the shelving is wooden. Most of the actual warehouse is made of wood too.
Yeah.
Filled with some 45,000 barrels of bourbon.
Sending, that's a lot of Jim Beam.
Sending flame shooting into the night sky and generating so much heat that apparently the fire truck's lights melted, according to authorities. Yeah. Lightning may have been a factor. Authorities say we do know there's been runoff entering the nearby creek and it's made its way into the Kentucky River. And they reckon that could have a serious impact on aquatic life.
Far out. So this is in the US.
Yes, indeed. Yeah. I reckon it would have a serious impact on aquatic life. I mean, the fish will be texting their exes and ordering kebabs and stuff.
Oh, don't.
No.
Don't.
Sorry, there's 45,000 barrels of bourbon we need to mourn. Is your partner always stealing chips when you go out to eat? Now, this is probably, I mean, and I don't mean to be sexist about this, but this does tend to be something that I've found happens to me rather than me nicking. I tend to go around afterwards.
You order your own chips, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I tend to go around afterwards when they can't finish it and go for it. But
yeah,
like,
so we're talking like McDonald's chips.
Or just chips generally. Are you going
any
to a
chips,
pub,
crisps?
You know, I'm thinking more pub meals. That's what we're talking
okay.
about.
Yeah.
Because an Arkansas diner has added a very special and unusual offering to their menu, and they call it the My Girlfriend Is Not Hungry option.
Perfect.
So for an additional $4.25, you can choose to add extra French fries to your main dish, as well as 2 fried chicken wings or 3 fried cheese sticks, all for your better half to nick.
Yeah.
See?
That's a great idea.
If only they'd had that years ago, I wouldn't be over here, you know, wasting away to nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Riddle me this, riddle me that. Riddle me this.
Oh, and it's a cracker of a riddle today.
It's one of your favourites.
I think it is. I think it's been my favourite for a while. Jaden from Hall's Head's here to take the challenge. Morning, Jaden.
Hi, Jaden.
Hey.
Big all day right. planned today?
School.
Only, is this your second last day? One more day tomorrow?
Yeah.
Yeah, all that's right. pretty cool. Then school holidays.
Does that mean it's a bit slack today and tomorrow, or do they make you work all the way up?
They make me work all the way up.
Oh, that sounds terrible. Yeah. They shouldn't do that. They should let you have a couple of days of, you know, free time.
I suppose that is what the holidays are all
about.
Yeah,
true. Anyway, yeah. Actually, anyway. Take it back. You should work for the next 2 days.
Yeah.
Anyway. We've got this Learning Pod birthday party, science theme, up for grabs, going off tomorrow if you can answer my riddle.
Good luck.
Tear one off and scratch my head. What was red is black instead. What is it?
A match?
a match. So you tear it off.
Oh, like something old school match books.
Yeah. And then you scratched the head to light it up. And what was red is now black instead. Yes, it is a match.
Nice work, Jaden.
Well done.
Thank you.
97.3 Coast FM. The Coast Feed.
With our Middle East correspondent, Nikki Parkinson.
Yeah, anyway, fans have had a sneak peek at the new version of Hakuna Matata in the new Lion King movie. This is a separate little featurette they've released.
Right.
The teaser includes a snippet of Seth Rogen as Pumbaa and Billy Eichner as Timon as they record their version of the song with Donald Glover.
Hakuna Matata, Hakuna Matata, Hakuna.
It's our problem-free philosophy. Hakuna Matata.
Yeah, all right.
Yep, love it, done. Yeah. The Lion King opens in cinemas on July 19. Now, Channing Tatum has secured a restraining order against a woman who spent 10 days squatting at his LA home last month.
Oh, my goodness.
And first of all, how big is your home to not realise that there's another lady living in there?
I'm assuming
for 10 days.
Surely he wasn't there at the
he
time.
He wasn't there, but he has people that look after the property for him, and they had no idea she was there for 10 days.
Wow.
When an assistant found her, she called the cops. And
she called the cops? Oh, the assistant
called the cops, and the lady that was there, the intruder, insisted that Tatum had invited her to stay at the property.
Wow.
She also claims that she met him 10 years ago and that he has been watching her for 10 years. So, look, there's a lot going on here.
Clearly.
Anyway, this restraining order includes protection for his ex-wife and their daughter and two of his assistants. So, yeah. Anyway,
complicated world.
Very complicated. Now, Ed Sheeran is on a roll releasing tracks from his upcoming album Number 6 Collaborations project.
Mm-hmm.
And tomorrow, we've got another one. That's right, just a week after the last one.
Wow.
This track will be with Bruno Mars and will be out tomorrow, and it's going to be called Blow. He also revealed country music star Chris Stapleton will appear on the track. He's the guy that did this one with JT a little while back.
Which one's he?
So, the one that says say something.
Okay, cool.
So, you've got country music in there, you've got Bruno, you've got Ed. I can't even imagine what it's going to sound like.
Yeah.
But all these tracks seem to be hits, so I'm sure it'll be good.
It'll be a cracking selling album, I would say, when eventually it's released.
Nikki and DeMello, back tomorrow from 6.
97.3, Coast FM.